Welcome. The warmest of welcomes to you all.
Warmest in both senses of the word. We are Carey Baptist Church, and a special welcome to Prince and Prisca and their daughter Amy, who they are bringing to be dedicated to the Lord today. Hallelujah. And welcome to Amy's grandmother, Elizabeth. Yeah, so good to have you all with us this morning. What a special day, and what a bonny baby Amy is. Isn't God good? But before we celebrate, we're going to make sure that we have some space for lament this morning also. We mentioned how warm it was this morning, possibly the hottest it's been in the UK in the next couple of days, just about 3 years after the recorded previous record hottest temperature. So it should be a big neon sign to us all that we together need to be doing more to combat climate change. The UK is celebrated as being a green and pleasant land, isn't it? We don't want it to become a brown, unpleasant land, do we? Listen to our call to worship. This is a lament, a song of lament, If the Fields Are Parched. Over to the music group now, If the Fields Are Parched. This is another song from that wonderful album, Doxicology, by Resound Worship. What's that, sorry? Good point, actually. I'm glad you hang on. Before we sing that one, perhaps we ought to just say hello to everybody on Zoom. Thank you, Pauline. thank you, Joan. Well done. Yeah, okay. We'll just take a moment to, if we can, rewind. How can we forget the Zoomers? Here we are. Here's Rosemary and Teen and Pat and Norman. Good to see you all. Welcome. Bless you. And the Jacobs as well, actually. So we got to Sheeny and family. With us as well, so welcome to you all. Okay, so let's listen to these words. If the fields are parched, the music group are going to be singing to us, and you might want to join in as we go along.
Fields are parched and the trees are felled, will the rocks cry aloud on their own? If the birds are starved and the beasts are killed, will the bones in the dust lift a song? Children starve, will they cry to God? Will they curse us for closing our ears? Have mercy, Lord. Have mercy, Lord. Forgive our broken way. Have mercy. Renew the world you made. See, the day will come when the Lord returns and the earth will be perfect again. No more greed or war, no more tooth and claw, for the wolf and the lamb will be friends. Have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord. Forgive our broken ways. Have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord. Renew the world you made. Have mercy,
seated. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this new day. We thank you for the gift of life. We thank you for this world that you've given to us. And Lord, we come before you seeking your mercy, your forgiveness, your help, because Lord, we are very conscious of how much we abuse each other. We abuse your creation. We ask your forgiveness, Lord. And we thank you for the way in which you sent Jesus to show us a new way of life, a new way to live. You came to show us how to love one another, how to love your creation. We thank you, Lord. Let's join together in the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples. It's up there on the screen for you. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Having confessed our need for God's forgiveness, let's celebrate God's goodness now in our next song, Goodness of God. Again, the music group will lead us.
I love you, Lord. For your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hands. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. Every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In the darkest night, you were close like no other. I've known you as a father, I've known you as a friend, and I have lived in the goodness of God. so, so good. For every breath that I have, baby, I will sing, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Sing it again. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. With my heart laid down, I'm so ready now. I give you everything. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness, Lord, your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Yay! Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. With my life laid down, I'm so weighted now. I give you everything. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me.
All my life.
All my life you have been faithful.
Come on, church. All my life.
All my life you have been so, so good. For every breath that I have
made, I will say,
oh, I will say of the goodness of God.
All my life, sing it again.
All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God.
I will sing
of the goodness of God.
I will sing,
oh, I will sing of the goodness of God.
Amen. Hallelujah. We've been singing of and celebrating the faithfulness and goodness of God. So now we come to a very special part of our service, one that I've been particularly looking forward to, the dedication of Amy Amara Prince Will. Of course, the dedication is an opportunity for the parents to give thanks to God, for everyone here, for all those who take part in the dedication, to give thanks to God for the gift of life, for the gift of God's love towards us in so many ways. It's also an opportunity for the parents to make some promises to their child. It's an opportunity for us to make promises to that family as well in response. So very special event in any in any child's life. Let me just remind you of a story from the Gospels, a story that I often read, well, I think I always read when it comes to a dedication, time of dedication a child. And this is Mark chapter 10. They brought children for Jesus to touch. The disciples rebuked them. But when Jesus saw it, he was indignant and said to them, "Let the children come to me. Do not try to stop them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Truly I tell you, whoever does not accept the kingdom of God like a child will never enter it." And he put his arms around them, laid his hands on them, and blessed them. Let's pray together, shall we? Just before I ask Prisca and Prince and Elizabeth to bring Amy to the front here, let's pray together. Lord God, we praise you, the creator of all things, the giver of all life, and the father of each person here. Joyfully, we thank you for the gift of new life in the birth of this child, for all that you've given and will give to us through Amy, for the potential of her life, for the love and hope she has awakened, and for the care which surrounds her. Accept our thanks and praise in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And now if you'd like to come forward as a family, we've got some promises for you to make and some promises that we're going to make together. That's right, Theo. Absolutely. You want to join in? Yeah, there'll be going to be some cooing and ahhing. I think that's right. Let's see, Amy. So yes, do come and join me here at the front. Hello again. Hi, Amy. Yeah. Whoa. Like I say, what a bonny girl she is. So yes. Now I'm going to ask Prisca and Prince to reply to these promises. Prince and Prisca, do you thank God for the gift of your child? And Elizabeth, do you thank God for the gift of your grandchild?
Yes.
And do you accept the joys and duties of parenthood, promising to give love and care to your child?
Yes, we do.
Amen. Right. Okay, right. Do you promise to bring your daughter up within the Christian community and to share your own faith with her?
Yes, we do.
Amen. It's loud and clear. And what names have you given to your daughter?
Amy.
Amara.
Chimotitum.
Prince Will. Okay. And you have to explain Chimotitum. Chimotitum means?
Yeah, Chimotitum means God deserves all my praise.
Yes, amen, amen. And that's the special name that Elizabeth has given to Amy. So, yeah, wonderful.
And Amara means grace.
Grace, amen. Praise God. Right, wonderful. Okay. Thank you. Right, I'm going to take Amy now. Oh, well, show you up for the congregation. Whoa, nearly took a flyer there. Whoops. Well, I'm just going to take you to say hello to everybody. You going to give everybody a wave? There we go. Wow, you're wondering what's going on, ain't you, really? But not surprisingly. Yeah. And we're going to make promises now as well to the family and to Amy. So do you promise as a congregation to support and to love and to pray for this family and to pray for this child? Do stand up as we respond to these promises. All together now.
Yes.
Amen. Right, that's great. Wonderful. And now, Amy, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you. May the Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Amen. Oh, praise God. Right. Hallelujah. Okay. Now, which one wants to take Amy back? That's it. Lovely. Okay, that's wonderful. Okay, and we're going to have one or two people from the music group. I think I asked Clifford and one or two others to come and join us. Yeah, you can come and join us, Aki, if you like, just to join in praying for the family, just before I give you present you a book and a card. Let's pray together. Is Charlene around? Where's Charlene? Oh, sorry, yes, I'm taking the video, that's right. Okay, well, let's pray anyway, shall we? Okay, yeah, Chris, you can come and join us. That's right, come over here. That's it. Yes. So let's pray, shall we? Heavenly Father, we do give you glory. We give you thanks for the life of Amy. We thank you for this wonderful gift to this family. And we pray, Lord, that we know, Lord, that you'll be with them by your Holy Spirit. Lord, we pray that you would fill them with your love, with your grace each day. And Lord, we pray that Amy would know that she is precious to you every single day. We ask all these things in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Right. And that's right. Whoa, another round of applause. Bless you. Yes. Right. And here's a card to go with the dedication and our big Bible prayer book, which is for AB. So that's it. There we are. Wonderful. Okay. Praise God. That's another round of applause. Thank you. Okay. Right. Okay. Thanks so much. Thank you. And Prince has chosen a song that he wanted to sing, especially for this occasion. So the music group is going to lead us in this song, which is Thank You, Lord, very appropriately. Thank You, Lord, a prayer, a song of thanksgiving. And after this song, the children and young people will go to their groups, but we'll pray for them before you do. We'll take the offering. And
come on, church, sing with me.
I've come before you today, and there's just one thing that I want to say. Say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for all you've given to me, for all the blessings that I cannot see. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
With a grateful heart.
With a grateful heart. With a song of praise. With an outstretched arm. I will bless your name. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. I just wanna thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for all you've done in my life. You took my darkness and gave me your light. Say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You took my sin and my shame. You took my sickness and healed all my pain. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
With a grateful heart.
With a grateful heart. With a song of praise. With an outstretched arms, I will bless your name. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord.
I just want to thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for everything you've done for me, Jesus. For preserving my wife, giving me a bouncing baby girl, Lord, I'm here to say thank you. Thank you for the salvation of my soul, and thank you for giving me this family. Blessed be your holy name forever, Lord, in Jesus' name. With a grateful heart.
With a grateful heart.
Hey.
With a song of praise. With an outstretched arms. I will bless your name. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord.
I just want to thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord.
I just want to thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord.
Sing it again, one more time. I just want to thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Praise God.
Amen. Amen. Let's continue in thanksgiving as we take up our morning offering now. Please stand. Heavenly Father, you deserve our praise. There is no one to begin to compare with you. So we bring you these gifts, along with gifts given direct to the bank and other gifts also. We pray that your name will be glorified through these gifts and through our lives. And we pray now, this morning, for the children and young people as they go to their groups. We pray that you would bless them and their leaders. In the name of Jesus, our Lord and Saviour. Now Margaret will bring us our first reading, and I believe straight onto the notices afterwards. Okay, cheers. Thanks, Margaret.
Our first reading is taken from the book of Psalms, Psalm 104. We will be reading from verse 10 to verse 18. Psalm 104, and this can be found on page 606 of the Pew Bibles. He makes springs pour water into the ravines. It flows between the mountains. They give water to all the beasts of the field. The wild donkeys quench their thirst. The birds of the sky nest by the waters. They sing amongst the branches. He waters the mountains from his upper chambers. The land is satisfied by the fruits of his work. He makes grass grow for the cattle and plants for people to cultivate, bringing forth food from the earth, wine that gladdens human hearts, oil to make their faces shine, and bread that sustains their hearts. The trees of the Lord are well watered, the cedars of Lebanon that he planted, where the birds make their nests. The stork has its home in the junipers. The high mountains belong to the wild goats. The crags are a refuge for the hylax. Thanks be to God. Amen. Now, this is this morning. For a change, it's a welcome to a cool sanctuary. Not often we can say that. Hopefully you will have all received the news sheet either from the foyer this morning or by email, and you'll notice that many of the regular activities are closing for the summer break, but the heat wave has postponed a few that were planned nonetheless. You'll hopefully all have heard by now that we have put the lunch following our service, Food from Around the World, to next Sunday. If you're still able to come, or perhaps you weren't able to come this week and able to join us next week, please let Hilary know over coffee after the service. There will be refreshments there, and if you'd rather have a glass of cold water, just ask. The membership classes are intended to happen over July or August. Please let Colin know if you're interested. It doesn't mean that you need to commit to join the church, but sometimes it's interesting to know a little bit more of what we're about. Please let Colin know after the service as soon as you can, or in the next week. This week you'll see our service is, the table is laid for communion. There is a communion offering in aid of Bibles for Schools if you feel you're able to contribute. One forward item I would like to bring to your attention is the sponsored bike ride. It's bike and hike, so you can either walk or ride, which is on Saturday, the second Saturday, I should say, of September the 10th. If anyone feels able to participate, please give me a nudge. The good thing about this sponsored event, while it's for historic churches in the area, they do refund 50% of the monies that we collect for the work at Cary, and that would be a good boost for our Forward Steps Fund. So if anyone is feeling energetic, and it's actually quite nice to see everybody else's church. I have cycled it in the past. I'm not sure that I'm quite up to it this year. I might be hosting, but please let me know. We can arrange sponsor forms, etc. And the last piece of good news, I hope you'll have spotted, Tamsin Phillips has been appointed as our new part-time children and families worker starting in September. So that's great news. Praise the Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Margaret. Just a couple of quick things for the end of the service, actually. Margaret already mentioned the retiring offering to the communion offering to Bibles for Schools, and there's a basket really not right near the back door there. That's the retiring offering for Bibles for Schools. And also to mention, of course, that there is, after our service, directly after our service, there'll be people available here and here in our two prayer stations to pray with people for help and healing. Yes. Okay. And finally, we've got a video. A couple of weekends ago, we had the CBA Assembly, which is the Central Baptist Association. All the Baptist churches in the area got together. And we were celebrating the new appointment of Reverend Lisa Kerry, who is now our new team leader for the Central Baptist Association. So this is a very short introduction to Lisa. She used to be minister at Croxley Green, so just down the road from us here. But this is Reverend Lisa Kerry, and do pray for Lisa in the weeks and months to come.
Hello, I'm Lisa Kerry and I'm the new Regional Minister Team Leader for the Central Baptist Association. I'm really excited to be taking on this role in a time of real change. We have a whole new team, but we're really looking forward to what God has for us as an association. And that means that we're looking forward to meeting all of you as well. So if you're a minister or a member of a church in the CBA, we would love to see and hear what God is doing in your context so that we can celebrate it and join in with you. We'd also love to hear from you, if we can be of any assistance to you or to hear your stories. And all of the team's contact details will be on the website, so please do go there to find out what's going on in your association. And also, we would really love for you to pray for us. We have a time of great change, we have a whole new team, and we are personally moving from Croxley Green to Milton Keynes. We would really value your prayers for all of that, and we look forward to sharing life and ministry with you.
Lisa will be coming to preaching at our next year's anniversary service. She wasn't available for this year, unfortunately, but we have got Mary Moody, another member, a new member of the team with the CBA. She was at Bovingdon. She's going to be preaching here at our anniversary service this year in October. So that'd be good to catch up with Mary and all the CBA news. Well, let's continue to worship God, give thanks to God for the way God's hand has guided his people throughout the ages. So this is 398 in Baptist Praise and Worship. The words, again, will be up on our screen.
Your hand, O God, has guided your flock from age to age. The wondrous tale is written full clear on every page. Our fathers owned your goodness, and we their deeds recall. And both of this bear witness, one church, one faith, one Lord. Your heralds brought glad tidings to greatest as to least. They bade men rise and hasten to share the great King's feast. And this was all their teaching in every deed and word, to all alike proclaiming one church, one faith, one Lord. Faithful few fought bravely to guard the nation's life. Their gospel of redemption, sin pardoned, man restored, was all in this enfolded, one church, one faith, one Lord. Your victory
One church, one faith, one Lord.
Please be seated. Now Obed is going to bring us our second reading from the Bible. Thank you, Obed.
Our second reading this morning is taken from Luke's Gospel, chapter 12. I'm going to read the first 7 verses. So Luke 12, 1 to 7, warning and encouragement. Meanwhile, when a crowd of many thousands had gathered so that they were trampling on one another, Jesus began to speak, first to his disciples, saying, "Be on your guard against the yeast of Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. There's nothing concealed that will not be disclosed, or hidden that will not be made known. What you have said in the dark will be heard in the daylight, and what you have whispered in the ear of inner room will be proclaimed from the roofs. I tell you, my friends, don't be afraid of those who kill the body, and after that can do no more, but I will show you whom you should fear. Fear him who, after your body has been killed, has authority to throw you into hell. Yes, I tell you, fear him. Are not 5 sparrows sold for 2 pennies? Yet not one of them is forgotten by God. Indeed, the very hair of your head are all numbered. Don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows." Amen.
Our next song, "Think of a World Without Any Sparrows." Let's stand and sing. Number 134 in Baptist Praise and Worship.
And sunshine, we thank you, Lord, and praise your holy name. Think of a world without any animals, think of a field without any herd, think of a stream without any fishes, think of a dawn without any bird. We thank you, Lord, for all your living creatures. We thank you, Lord, and praise your holy name. Think of a world without any worship, think of a God without his only Son, think of a cross without a resurrection, only a grave and not a victory won. We thank you, Lord, for showing us our Savior. We thank you, Lord, and praise your holy name. Thanks to our Lord for being here among us. Thanks be to you for sharing all we do. Thanks for our church and all the love we find here. Thanks for this place and all its promise true. We thank you, Lord, for life in all its richness. We thank you, Lord, and praise your holy name.
Please be seated. And thank you, Robert, for playing for us once more this morning. My talk this morning is entitled Just Sparrows and Goats. Just Sparrows and Goats. I'll start with a story from my childhood. One morning at the hairdresser's, waiting for a haircut, and I couldn't believe what I was seeing. A man much older than me sitting in the barber's chair, and this guy was almost completely bald. Except he had literally three hairs on his head. Three hairs. No joke, admittedly quite long hairs down to his shoulders. And okay, so he wasn't asking the hairdresser for a particular style. He wasn't expecting a Mohican, for example. But everyone in that hairdresser's found this hilarious. A man with three hairs at a hairdresser's. Well, Jesus tells us that the very hairs on our head are numbered. Well, God didn't have much trouble counting his hairs, did he? But of course, as well as being a master storyteller, God is a master mathematician. To be the Lord of all creation, God must be both an artist and a scientist without compare. But the story of the hairdressers is not why I chose this passage from Luke 12, you may be surprised to know. It was because of the sparrows, which Jesus gives a special mention to here. Now, you will know that the UK sparrow population has taken a big nosedive in the last 20 years or so. Still a mystery as to exactly why, but thankfully there is some evidence that their numbers are beginning to recover nowadays, although they're still nowhere near the numbers we used to see years ago. But God doesn't forget the sparrows. Now here's a spot I know that is a favourite haunt of sparrows. This is also personally one of my favourite ever holiday haunts, so hopefully there's a photo of this location I'm talking about. Yeah, that's Chris and I with Poppy on a walk in the Valley of the Rocks in Exmoor. Okay. This is beyond Lynmouth and Linton. Some of you may have been there, I don't know. But it's, to me, it's a magical place, a rugged coastline, some stunning rocky scenery. And on top of all that, it has a cricket pitch in one of the best locations ever. So Philippe would be pleased about that. And the best ever cafe for cream teas, I reckon, Mother Meldrum's. So if we can have the next but one slide, actually, because I managed to get this in the wrong order after all. So next one after this. That's it. There we are. And if actually, perhaps we get it on the big screen. That's right. So we're going to go on two more again to the next but one photo. So this one, that's it. Yes, that's it. The what you see here, that the cricket pitch is just beyond the bits of the patch of trees here. But that's where Mother Meldrum's is, in right in the bottom of the valley there. For me, this is the closest place to heaven on earth, if you like. And just along the road is Lee Abbey, the Christian Retreat Center. But I'm sure you too can think of some favorite holiday haunts and locations. But there's more. And if we could go back to the previous photo, you might be able to not be able to make it out terribly well, but there is actually a mountain goat here and here. Okay. They're amazing. They show off their gravity-defying skills hanging off the cliffs at the Valley of the Rocks. Their incredible balance enables them to get to the most inaccessible places to find food for themselves and their young ones. So they're extremely resourceful and hardy animals. Alongside the simple sparrow mentioned by Jesus, these mountain goats are celebrated in Psalm 104, you just heard. We have much to learn from the faith and resourcefulness of the birds and beasts of the Bible. And this place, the Valley of the Rocks, brings these two passages of scripture together in my mind. But now here's where my talk takes another turn. It's easy, isn't it, to talk about cute and cuddly animals and birds. But the rest of Luke 12 is a particularly difficult passage. What does Jesus tell one of his biggest audiences, arguably, a crowd so desperate to scramble to hear him that they're in danger of trampling each other? Not quite so nimble as mountain goats then. Jesus doesn't talk about prayer, about giving or about stories of God's people. He tells them instead to beware of the Pharisees, to be wary of those who are in authority over them. Jesus said, be on your guard against the yeast of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. Now here's the thing about the birds and beasties of creation. What you see is what you get. There's no dissembling with them, no pretending to be something different, something else.
no attempt to put on a different appearance and to make themselves look and sound better than they really are. Creation has an authenticity which humanity must learn from. So when we see the circus of the current political popularity contest, we should be wary about pretense and about putting on appearances and rank hypocrisy. But there is also something else that bothers me about the fight for the top job of Prime Minister that's going on at the moment, and it's this. Where is there mention about the biggest crisis facing our nation and our world? Very few of these candidates have given more than a soundbite to the question of our environmental crises. Precious little about global warming. And this at a time when the UK and Europe are sweltering again in record high temperatures. Well, whoever ends up getting the keys to number 10, there will also be an elephant in the room in number 10. It is not true that the government's existing commitment to zero carbon by 2050 is sufficient. Not true. Our leaders need to be honest and clear about how we are going to reach this goal. I tell you the truth, our government needs to give much more thought and action to reducing our nation's carbon emissions. And there's more. Truly, I tell you, each of us needs to be doing more to combat global warming. I challenge you as I challenge myself. Check your own carbon footprint. Identify ways to cut down on producing CO2. Now, the average person in the West produces as much as 10 tons of CO2 annually. Yes, you heard that right, 10 tons. But even if you discover that you're producing less than this, we each need to find ways of producing even less. Forget the race to number 10. The race of life is on for all of us. And there are ways you can check your carbon footprint. BMS do an online tool. Also, Wildlife Fund for Nature. No, it's World Wildlife Fund, WWF, is also another place you can check out your own carbon footprint. And it's not the place to discuss it here, but there's many ways in which we can cut our own carbon footprint. Perhaps that's something we need to discuss. Some of them are quite difficult, some of them are a bit easier, but we can perhaps spend some time talking about that in the weeks to come. So as we turn together, to join together in communion, what do we see? What we see is what we get, a God who both promises and delivers, a God for whom words and deeds go together. Just bread and wine, the love of God, the life of Christ, the work of the Holy Spirit. As we prepare to join together around the Lord's table, we're going to sing, Father, it is right and fitting we should bring you thanks and praise. We celebrate here that Jesus brings healing and hope to all creation. And as we receive bread and wine in a moment, we're affirming that we are on Jesus' team for life. Father, it is right and fitting. Let's sing together as we prepare to break bread and drink wine together.
And fitting, we should bring you thanks and praise. Here we make our great thanksgiving, here our hearts to you we raise. You alone are the creator of this world in which we live, for its beauty and its splendor. Heartfelt thanks we freely give. Thank you for the life of Jesus, Son of Mary, Child of God, for the way he opened to us as our suffering path he trod, for his fatal firm obedience. Of wood and the joyful, hopeful radiance shining from our risen Lord. of his betrayal, this same Jesus gladly shared with his friends his final meal in this wine, daily bread. In this wine, my blood is given. Eat and drink, proclaim my dying, do this to the journey said. Here we keep our Lord's instruction, his bitter death recall. Here proclaim his resurrection in his service offer all. Come, Lord, come, yes, through the Spirit, may these people and this food be Christ's blood's shining body to sustain us in this world. Here we join with all creation in the endless hymn of praise. Every age and every nation, all as one, their voices raise. Holy, holy, Lord Almighty, you are God of power and might. Heaven and earth are filled with glory, through us darkness floods your light.
Please be seated. Now, Hilary, Raphael and I are going to join together in an invitation to the table. This is Come to the Table, from A Heart for Creation by Roddy Hamilton. I remember the time of creation, of choosing colour and texture, mountain height and valley depth. I remember how God sculpted love into it all, every nook and cranny alive with the promise of heaven. And we give thanks to you for it all, its richness and splendor and darkest secret.
I remember the parting of the waters, the choice of Moses to follow God into the wilderness, the elements against them, but the promise before them, choosing to go where God led, into a future where water flowed from rock and manna was waited in the morning. And we give thanks for it all. The story of Exodus, of the Red Sea, and the land of milk and honey.
Hello. I remember John the Baptist, who lived in the world and spoke of a new heaven and earth, and shouted at the world to choose a new way of life that recognized justice, who took water and blessed it, used, and we give thanks for it all, being newborn into a world renewed by our right living.
I remember Jesus Christ, who upset the tables in the temple and who took bread and wine and blessed and broke it and shared it with the people like ourselves. This bread and wine speaks of our choice to follow Jesus into a world renewed by love, where all creation rejoices in God. Come and choose to eat and drink and belong to this new community, a way of living that will not let go of the world, a way of loving that is willing to make difficult choices, loving enough to stick by all that is broken and bring it to new birth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus said, come follow me, come eat and drink, and know that I go before you. Thanks be to God.
Amen.
Amen. Let's be quiet for a moment as we reflect upon the meaning of this bread and wine.
Now Colin is going to lead us in a prayer of thanksgiving. Colin.
Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for this table with its gifts of bread and wine, representing the body and blood of your Son, whose sacrifice on the cross has redeemed us for the strengthening of our faith, the assuring of our hope, and the deepening of our love. In these times of war, inflation, political uncertainty, the continuing pandemic, and the effects of climate change giving extreme weather worldwide, let us remember the psalmist's word. God is our hope and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth be moved, and though the hills be carried into the midst of the sea. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. He maketh wars to cease in all the world. Be still and know that I am God. Lord, we thank you for this opportunity to celebrate your promises to us through the presence of the Holy Spirit and the resurrection of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, gave thanks, and broke it and said, "This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Please eat this bread with thanksgiving as you receive it. This is the bread of life, the bread of heaven. Thanks be to God. In the same way, after supper, Jesus took the cup and said, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in remembrance of me." Please retain the cup and we'll drink together as a sign of our oneness in Christ. This wine of the kingdom gladdens our hearts. Hallelujah. Now going to lead us in some prayers together. Let us pray. Creator God, abundant life your mark. You once poured speech into the formless dark, and from those words sprang forth a living spark. Your inspiration awoke creation. Throughout this world in which we live and move, all that we sense below, around, above, displays the imprint of your loving, your longing love, its revelation throughout creation. But yet the earth is fractured, frayed and torn, poisoned, polluted, ravaged, scarred and worn, its treasures plundered and its beauties scorned, our transformation of God's creation. From blight and guilt we cannot walk away, our will and actions shape the world today, and ours the greed insisting on its way, whose depredations despoil creation. Come, Holy Spirit, challenge mind and heart, inspire our living so that we will start to make those choices which may yet impart love's liberation to your creation. We pledge to touch all things with holy care until your coming kingdom ends despair. Then all the world will witness and will share the jubilation of healed creation. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the power of your love. We thank you for the healing power that you have shown to us through Jesus, through his life and death and resurrection. We give you our thanks and praise. And Lord, we pray for each other as we meet together around this table. We pray for each other. And we ask, Lord, that we bring one another before you in prayer and ask for your help and healing, as we will do later after this service. Lord, we want to remember John Neal and his family at this time. We pray for Olia, Andrew's mother, who's being prepared for surgery, probably this coming week. We remember Craig and Danny and Charlotte as they come back from Brazil following the death of Danny's mother out there. Pray for Pauline Barron's son, Ian. Remember others before you. Thank you, Lord, that just as no sparrow is forgotten by you, so none of us are forgotten. Each one of us is precious to you. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Just before we sing our closing hymn, just a final reminder that there will be people at either side of this church after the service to pray with people for help and healing. So do join them if you feel you need a prayer this morning. Jesus is Lord. Creation's voice proclaims it. This is 384 in Baptist Praise and Worship. Again, the words will be up on our screen. May God, who established the dance of creation, who marveled at the lilies of the field and laid down his life for us and all creation, may he transform our lives and the church to reflect God's glory in creation. In the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.